Welcome to SkyDome in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The DH, Ruben Amaro. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Olerud. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Huff. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Sprague. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Borders. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Rob Butler. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Al Leiter. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Huff, who is chasing the ball. Lofton reaches third base with a triple. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Berga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays 0. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays 0. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays 0. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Carter strikes out. One out. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Olerud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Olerud for the out. Two outs. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Huff hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar strikes out. 1 out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amaro hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Butler. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Borders and he is out, Sprague applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Borders hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rob Butler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Butler bunts towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Butler. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leiter fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. Bell moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Murray moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Olerud is 0 for 1 in the game. Olerud hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Huff takes first base on ball 4. Olerud moves to second. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sprague is 0 for 1 in the game. Sprague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor scores. Olerud moves to third. Huff moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Borders is 0 for 1 in the game. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomy fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leiter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rob Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler is hit by the pitch. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Tomy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a line drive towards right. Carter catches it and throws to first to double up Bell. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Butler. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 0-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruben Amaro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Amaro is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Amaro hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Olerud is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Olerud hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Huff is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Huff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Sprague batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sprague is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sprague hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Borders is 0-2 in the game. Borders takes first base on ball 4. Sprague moves to second. Rob Butler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Butler is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lofton is 2-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vizquel is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Berga is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Schofield is 0-3 in the game. Schofield strikes out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alomar is 0-3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Molitor is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Righetti now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jason Grimsley now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Olerud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Olerud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Huff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Huff hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sprague strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thome strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Amaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Lofton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sprague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jeff Russell now pitching. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Borders is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. One out. Rob Butler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schofield is 0-for-4 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Toronto Blue Jays, 1. Goodbye from Skydome in Toronto.